and then once the ants covered them, bite them off. I know it's kind of sick, but I've come a long way since then. I also enjoy the 4th of July because the theme of freedom rings throughout the country. I had a grandpa who was a Marine in World War II, and then my other grandpa was an artilleryman in Korea. So freedom really resounds in my heart and in my family, and I'm sure all of you are the same. Freedom is so important, in fact, that we as human beings long for it deeply. We must be free to be truly happy. But have you ever asked yourself what freedom really is? Well, let me make a distinction between what the world says freedom is and what the Lord says freedom is. The world tells us that freedom is being able to do whatever you want, anytime, any place. Consume as much as you want. Change whatever you want. And it even goes so far as to say, hate whoever you want. Brothers and sisters, that's not freedom. That's called license. Like James Bond, License to Kill. Or most of you, except for you young ones, have a driver's license. You can drive wherever you want. The funny thing is, when we view freedom as license, we become enslaved because we're sinners. True freedom is becoming who we are in Jesus Christ. As human beings, and particularly as Christians, we are called to live in a specific way. And that means that we don't get to do whatever we want. We live and act according to what we are, and that is human beings destined for eternity with a God who loves us. And this very God has shown us the way in which he is the reference point. He's the center. He's the one we look to for freedom. When we choose to do whatever we want, we start to turn in on ourselves. And guess who replaces God in our lives? Me. Number one, the great I. But if we can say with St. Paul, when I am weak, then I am strong, then we are truly free. This is because we see ourselves as we are, frail, broken-hearted sinners who are totally dependent upon God, who is infinitely strong. And to live in this way requires deep faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who is God himself. In the gospel we just heard, the people in Jesus' hometown were not free enough to receive what he was offering. They were shackled by their own ideas of who God is or who they wanted him to be. And their lack of faith was an obstacle to seeing the face of God. And with that, they couldn't receive anything miraculous that he was offering to them. My friends, God is calling you, each and every one of you, to joy, to life, and to freedom. What an incredible gift that is, if we can receive it. Don't astonish God with a faithless heart. You're made for so much more than that. Instead, astonish God with a completely confident and unbounded faith. Then you will truly be free.